close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing. Try to keep your attention right there, all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. And then the next breath, and then the next. You're going to stay with us. This is the time of year when people make resolutions. So this morning, get it, practice with a resolution. You're going to stay right here with the breath all through the next 5 minutes. Anything else comes up in the mind, you're just going to let it go, no matter how much it screams at you, no matter how attractive or whatever it seems to be. You're going to stay with the breath. Everything else, you can just let go, let go. Because you realize that we go through life, there's a Thai word, yathakam, which means most people just go through life with whatever comes up, without any real direction. But if you give direction to your life, it has to be you who gives the direction. And so what direction do you want? This is when it's convenient to have times like New Year's, when you think about the past year, what you've been doing, what you could do better, and make up your mind that you're going to do it better the next time around, and think about how you're going to do it. That kind of determination requires strength to stick with it. It means requires mindfulness so that you can remember it, alertness so that you can catch yourself if you're about to go against your resolution, and then ardency, the desire to really do it well. These are qualities we develop as we meditate. So whatever you decide for the next year that you really like to accomplish in the year, it's going to require the skills that you develop as you meditate. Because you're sitting here with the breath, you have to remember to stay with the breath, and you have to be alert to catch the mind if it's going to go wandering off. Bring it right back. And you want to do this well. That's the quality of ardency. This is, you want to put your whole heart into it. So as you practice these qualities with meditation, then as you get out in other areas of life, you'll have the qualities well developed. So whatever you set your mind on, you'll be more likely to stick with it. And this is how you make the good year, the new year, a good year. Look back in the past year. Every year it's the same sort of thing. We look back in the past year and see all the horrible things that happened. We keep hoping, well, maybe next year will be different. Well, it's not going to be that much different. There are going to be all kinds of good and bad things happening. What makes the year auspicious is that you do good with the year. What other people do with the year, that's their business. There's so much in the world you can't control. But you can control your own thoughts and your words and your deeds if you put your mind to it. And that's how you make the new year a good year, regardless of how it goes in the rest of the world. Your contribution is going to be a good one. Don't let the bad things that other people do discourage you from doing goodness. Because this is your gift to yourself and to the world around you. So whatever kind of behavior, changes in your behavior you think would be for the good, try to think about them and how important it is to make these changes and how you're going to go about making the changes. And anticipate some of the ways the mind is going to say no. And how you're going to get around those things. You want to think about this. This is why the Buddha said an important part of determination is discernment, your ability to see things clearly, to anticipate problems and to have solutions for them. At the same time, working in the meditation, you're strengthening the mind, so whatever your discernment sees is worthwhile doing, you can stick with it. You've got the mental strength to carry these things through. So make one of your resolutions. You're going to meditate every day to strengthen the mind, so all the other good things you set your mind on will be able to succeed as well.